Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of our God is risen upon you. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it and give Him all the glory and all the praise. It is wonderful that the living God knows your name. He knows how many every hair of your head is numbered. Nothing is left to chances with God. Our God is a God of plan and purpose. He knows the end from the beginning. Nothing takes Him unawares. Nothing will happen in your life or happen to you or happen around you that God said, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that that would happen. I didn't know that. Oh, whatever you do, I didn't know He would do that. I didn't know she would do that. God knows everything about you and about me. And He has ordained for you and I to meet today and share His word together. Today, as you hear God's word, I'm telling you, the Lord be giving you the next building block to continue to build up your faith, build up your most holy faith. Every time you hear the word of God preached by the power and wisdom of the Holy Ghost, there's always something God gives you to add to what you had before, to rise higher and higher. The path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter the perfect day. Welcome to Arise and Shine. Our God is wonderful. His mercy is everlasting. They are new every morning. You know, God never gives His children old manna, old bread. That's why He told them, don't store the manna. Don't keep it overnight. I have something new for you every day. You know, He told them, don't stock it. Just take what you can eat. Don't just go load it, you know. It's a sign of unbelief when people are so panicky and so afraid and they want to stock up for their future. God's plan to Israel was don't keep it overnight. When they disobeyed and kept it overnight, it turned to worms. There are people today, their wealth and what I've been hiding is now turning to worm. It's losing all its value, becoming useless, becoming nonsense because they have hoarded everything, loaded everything, and now what they have hidden is no more useful for them. Come on, give us what? This day, our daily bread. And so God is bringing to you and I a fresh bread today from heaven's bakery. Open up your heart and eat as much as you can. To God be the glory. Father, we thank you for this appointment with you in your word today. With my friend out there, we come before you, O living God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray and ask you, bless us today together as we fellowship and share your word today. Give us light, give us understanding. Let the voice of the enemy be silenced. Let the enemy of your word and truth be bound. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, look, something I really want to get our attention because we are in the last of the last days. And the Lord has spoken in His word and warned the disciples that this last day is going to be very strange, strange times. And people are wondering, why is there so much chaos? Why is there so much evil? What is happening? They're asking why? Truly speaking, yeah, for sure, we all are humans, you know, and we don't like what we are seeing. We don't like what we are hearing every day. But if you only really read the Bible and understand what the Lord is saying of what will be happening as a sign of His imminent returning to earth, you will not be asking so much whys, because they're all written here as a signs of His coming. Chapter 24 of the book of Matthew, just went out and departed from the temple, and His disciples came to Him for to show Him the beauties of the temple. Verse 2, and Jesus said unto them, see ye all these things? I say to you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Human labor, human toil, even religious ones, magnified above the word of God. we're all going to go down. It's not just a temple. It's anything, everything human and devilish. Whatever devil and humans have joined to build in rebellion, in defiance, in opposition to the will and truth of God, goes down in the time of shaking and judgment. Verse 3, and as they sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? The first thing he said to them was, take heed that no man what? Deceive you. They say deception. Falsehood. The devil is the master deceiver. And he brought deception, delusion, and lies. And he has impregnated humanity with his lies and deception, his own way of seeing, which is totally, completely contrary and opposed to the will and ways and purpose and plan of the Almighty God. This is the time for you and I to humbly, sincerely find our way back to the center of the will of God for our lives. Say with me, Lord, help me find my way back to the center of your will. If not, you will see also your own work, your own labor, your own everything just go down. God will not defend and protect anything which is not in his perfect will. Whatever is not in the will of God is destined to decay and destruction and devil's work. God can only stand to defend what he instructed us to do, which was done in his own way, his own time, and for his own glory. For sure, in such a case, it will still be under attack. But then we can walk in the fullness of divine grace and protection and power. Christ said, I will build my church, and the powers of hell cannot stop it. It doesn't mean they cannot attack it. They will attack it, but they cannot stop it. I've been in ministry now for over 29 years. We have faced attack after attack after attack. If what I was doing was not totally, completely of God, it is to be absolutely impossible you hearing me today. Absolutely impossible. But as long as we stick in the will of God, to humble ourselves, forget about our own ways, our own ideas, or copying other people, but staying original, staying firm to divine mandate, the rest is God's thing. It is his thing. It's not my kingdom. It's not my church. It's not my ministry. It is his. If it was mine, it wouldn't be alive today. And I wouldn't even want it to be alive anywhere. To God be the glory. So what God can defend is what is done perfectly in his will. So in these last days, you're going to see many good things, wonderful things, even good things done in the name of God, but not done totally, completely in the will of God, in his own time and way, it will go down. Sorry, but that's how it is. All right? Okay. So he warned about what? Deception. And he says in verse 5 now, for many shall come in my name saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. You shall hear of wars, rumors of wars, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet and yet. So you see here, the Lord was showing them the signs that will be the imminent signs for his coming. Christ is coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. 2012, August 2nd, 3 a.m. in the morning, the Lord appeared to me and I asked him that question directly like that as I'm talking to you. I fell before him and asked him, say, Lord, when are you coming back? I have shared that several times. And look what it says. It said in verse 11, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. False prophets. False preachers. And listen, these are the apostles of the angel of light. One of the most stubborn works of Satan in his end time is when he transforms himself into an angel of light. And if you don't really know God and know his word and walk in the light of his spirit, the devil is a master imitator. He imitates God. The devil have no original thing. He does. Oh, Lord. Where did he get an inspiration to do something? No. All he does is to copy what God is doing and manipulate it. You have to understand, the devil's intention was not to create hell. No, his intention was to take over what God has created, take over God's throne and sit there. David said, I will arise. He didn't say, I'm going to create something, totally new and different. Now, if he had, let me go out of heaven and go create something new. No, he said, I want to arise. I'm going to be like the Most High. I will also sit on the mountain in the north. So he never intended to basically, get out of here and go to something different. He wanted to corrupt what already was, to turn all the glory to himself. That's all. To turn all the attention, you have to understand that. He did not intend to pull some of the people out of heaven and leave. That is even different. No, he wanted to corrupt what is there already. And this is his end time game. He has no other plan but to corrupt what is holy, what is pure, what is of God, and corrupt it, defile it, and then take hold of it and use it. He wants to infiltrate the people of God. He wants to infiltrate them. And you have to understand this. Oh, Lord, have mercy. In fact, look what it says here. In fact, the verse 2 says, but because iniquity shall abound, the love of men shall wax cold, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Listen, the devil wants you to do, you can still do what you are doing, but do it in my own name and in his own glory. Or not, okay, you don't want to do it in the devil's name, do it in your own name. Do it in your own glory. Listen, preach Christ for your own advantage. Devils, that's okay with that. He didn't want to go away from heaven. No, he wanted to take over what God was doing, sit on that throne of God and turn it to himself and get all the glory. So when you see human beings, people, even preachers and pastors and popes and bishops, using the Bible and the name of Christ for their own advantage. Now, they are saying the thing that God, but the motive behind it, this is why you can see some of them compete with each other with all kinds of, they are ready to do anything to bring somebody else down. You ask yourself, is this God? If it is Christ we are all serving, then how come we are stabbing each other? No. They left Christ a long time ago. Many have left that. And that's all the devil wants. Don't do it for God. Use what God have created. I mean, Adam did not plan. Adam didn't think that he would lose the Garden of Eden. Devil didn't tell Adam, okay, get out of Eden. Why are you staying in Eden? Follow me. Leave the God with Eden. God, follow me. Let's go get another garden, different. No. He wanted to corrupt the Eden. He wanted to get God out of Eden and the human devil, him and Satan, him and Adam dwell there. It didn't mean, the devil didn't plan to get out of heaven. He was forced out of it. He didn't want to leave. Even some of you are pastors, you can have some deacon or whoever that, leave, he doesn't want to leave. He wants to stay. His plan is not to leave the church. His plan is to take over, to get you out and sit there where you are sitting and drive you out. He doesn't even have any ministry or any calling. He cannot begin anything. He can't say, let me just peacefully get out of here and start something new, totally different. I don't want to destroy this church. No. I want to get this pastor out of here and take over what he's doing. Because he will say, if you really have something, why don't you at least ask for some help and go somewhere and do something new? No. The devil never intended to leave heaven. His intention was to take over heaven. Look what it says here. Verse 15 says, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whose story let him understand. Now look at that. The Lord is saying here, when you see the abomination that make it desolate, where? Spoken of Daniel, sitting where? Standing where? In the holy place. The Epiphanes, offered pig on the altar of God to defile it. They didn't say, okay, that's your own altar. Let's go build our own altar. No. This holy one, which is where they serve God, let's defile it. Let's take it over. We don't want to do something new. I don't want to go there because I'm there. I want to bring this man down and take that over that thing. This is the devil. He never intended to leave heaven. His plan was to rise up like God and take over and throw God down and take over there. When he came to the Garden of Eden, he said, Adam, Eve, come on. Why? Don't believe God. Just follow me. Let's go do something. I'm going to get you a better garden outside there. No. He wanted them to defy that garden and take it over. Let that place of light, let it be full of darkness. That place of God worship, let the devil take it over. I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the devil will never defile, corrupt, or take over his walk, his place, God's glory, God's power in your life. In Jesus' name. He is trying to get into people's lives, Christians' lives, and run their lives, and ruin their mind, and defile them. His desire, his hunger is to attack and defile the holy things. To defile that which is holy, standing in the holy place. This is very, very important. Now, if you understand that now, in the book of 2 Thessalonians, I think that's chapter 2, and verse 1 says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by that word, or nor by another as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you. You see this? The issue of the second coming of Christ, there's so much lies and deception about it. That's all the devil does, is to twist the truth, defile it, corrupt it, so that nobody can understand again what is right or wrong. It's called deception, delusion. It's perverting that which is true and turning it into a lie, confusing people so they neither know this way nor that way. So they can finally say, okay, forget about it. I'm tired of all of it. I'm no more, none of this, I'm no more here nor there. I'm okay. I'm out of here. That's the devil's work. Okay? That let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a fallen away first, that man of sin be what? Be revealed the son of perdition. People, there are going to be so much confusion, so much lies, so much delusion, until you say, okay, I don't want to believe anything anymore. I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm just out of it all. I just want to go away from everything, get away from everything, another this or another, I'm gone. And now Satan got you. You must stand firm and know the truth and walk in the light of the truth. The devil is a liar, and everything he says or does is done in lie. His biggest problem is the truth. Truth is light. Truth is reality. Truth is God. And when the light shines, the truth must dissolve into nothingness. In Jesus' name. Now, look at what he says in verse 4. Who opposes it and exalts himself above what is called God or that is worshipped? So that he as God sitting in the temple of who? Of God. Showing him that he is what? He is God. It doesn't, devil didn't plan to go and build his own temple out there. That's not his main thing. His plan is to get to that throne, that temple of God, and take it over. And defile it and corrupt it. And take the glory and the praise that belong to God alone. That's why you must stand firm in these last days and cry that God, only you must be glorified in my life, in my family, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my mind, in the church, in my children. Father, we will never allow the enemy to corrupt the pure, holy, righteous ways of the Lord. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we resist him, we stand against him, and we bind him, and we cast him out. So you have to understand that the enemy never intended just to go away. If God come up one day and they say, hey, you know what, Lord, Lucifer is gone. He took some angels and left. He said, don't be here, he's going to go and create his own heaven. No. That's not what the plan is. He said, I want to arise. I will take over. So you must stand firm and stand strong and hold on to the things of God, because the enemy is trying to infiltrate and penetrate and defile and corrupt the truth and take the truth out of your mouth. and you no more serve God, you serve your own flesh, serve your own plan, pursue your own dream, not God's dream. You can use what God has created, even in the Word of God, the Bible, and turn it for your own personal advantage. And that is as good, that's the same thing as if the devil took it over and defiled the holy things of God. You see, abomination that make it desolate, sitting in the holy place, standing in the holy place. This is the subtle work of the devil in the end time. That's why you see, there are false prophets, there are false apostles. They don't call and say that they are serving the devil. They say they are serving God. They can do all kinds of things in the name of God, but by their fruits you shall know them. And unless God x-ray them to you, you will know. That's why you must ask God, Lord, who is before me? Don't be critical. Don't be judgmental. Don't be skeptical. But humbly ask the Holy Ghost, Lord, if you are sincere yourself, if you are honest yourself, if your desire is after God and you want God, God will not allow you to be deceived. Because the Bible says in this last days, if it was possible, even the very elect would be what? Deceived. There are Christians, preachers, pastors today, they are mixing all kinds of things. They are mixing the truth, they are corrupting it, they are mixing with everything, with the politics, with mammon, with the plan and ideas and worldly ways of getting things done. And it looks great. People think this is wonderful. They are destroying the very essence of the Christian life. They no more speak against sin. They no more preach purity and righteousness. They no more speak love and forgiveness and humility and compassion. They no more teach on the blood of Jesus Christ being the only way we can be cleansed. Run away from such people. There's a corruption coming. It's already here. Many people are being defiled and corrupted. If we don't stand firm and strong in the truth, the devil will corrupt people. He will corrupt your life, your ministry, your church, and defile it. People who don't want to hear the truth, but they have the money. If you preach the truth, no more offering comes. If you speak against the sin they are committing, no more tithe coming. And you can pursue people and money and lose God. You can pursue the crowd. You no more open your mouth and say, this is evil. This is not what God said in his word. You are trying to compromise with everybody. You are trying to be seeker-sensitive, preacher. Go ahead and do it. We better be God-sensitive. God-sensitive. It is God who draws people whom he wants to draw. You can use all kinds of humanistic, you know, ways and systems and tricks, you know, to cajole and influence and get the crowd. It won't go too far. And the time will come, you have to compromise more to keep them. But if they came for the truth, what they come for, the truth draw them. Christ draw them. God draw them. The more you give yourself to the truth, the more you give yourself to the word, the more those who want the truth and God will follow after you. If you use all these other things, gimmicks to draw them, you have to keep that way. If you use big building, the time can say, oh, we've been here for long, let's get another big one. If it's out of your own whatever, business, money and that, well, when you have that, no money to attract them, then they're going to go. Yeah. But if they, I mean, the disciples left Christ in droves in John chapter 6. When he taught them hard truth, said, you have to eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, or else there's no life in you. They said, what? I mean, to the Jewish mind, eat your flesh and drink your blood? I will not be a Jew to sit and hear that kind of preacher say such a thing, and I still they are listening to him. I remember years ago in the city here in Czech, in the place, I said some things, and everybody still stayed there. After one of the Czech brothers, they told me, our leader said, they thought when I said that, everybody would stand up and walk away. They said, they cannot imagine that our people will stand there and a person like you sit down there and say such a thing to them and nobody moved. When people are hungry for the truth, they are willing to receive this truth instructions. If you have gathered a crowd of people any other way, using all kinds of gimmicks, money, whatever, fame, popularity, what attracts them, the color of your skin, your look, your dress, whatever, the people come. They didn't come for the truth. Maybe because they are from your tribe, so they gather together. What gathers the crowd? Peter said, the Lord said to the 12, why are you here? And they joined the people, they're all gone too. Peter said, why? To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We're not here because you are a Jew, or because you are from Nazareth, or because you are from our tribe. But I'm not here because of the color of your skin. We are here because you have the word of eternal life. And we are sure and we know you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Why do people follow you? Have you ever asked yourself the question? What is bringing them? What's keeping them? Preachers, Christians, they are using all kinds of things today to get the crowd. Even demonic means, even occultic means, even witchcraft means to gather the crowd, to gather the money, and to keep the crowd. Today, I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that any spell cast over your life be broken in Jesus' name. And your eyes might open. Ask God to open your eyes. Because you have to understand, the devil's strategy is not to go and do something different. At the end of everything, devil has one plan, is to take over the church, the work of God, and defile it. That's why he said, I will ascend to the north. I will be like the Most High. He never planned to leave heaven. Chapter 1 of Job said, there was a day, Job chapter 1 verse, he said, there was a day when the sons of God came together, the devil also was sneaking among them. God said, hey, those people didn't even know, the angels didn't know that the devil was around. Only God could see the devil was coming. Everybody said, hallelujah, hallelujah. They don't know when the devil came. He sneaked in the midst of the noise and sneaked in. But God knew, say, hey, Mr. Lucifer, where are you coming from? I said, well, walk up and under. Where else? Why are you here too? He sneaks in among the holy people. Today, Father, I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, I plead before you for your throne today. With your blood, cleanse your church of every falsehood and every deception. Those who repent, cleanse, receive back. Those who choose to go the way of evil, drive them out. Cleanse your people. Deliver the sheep from the wolves who dress up like sheep and shepherds. Let the work of the enemy be exposed and be destroyed. Free your sheep, O God, from the captivity of the wolves of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are in these last days, and the Lord said that this very thing that maketh desolate will sit in the holy place. It is time you and I, as God's children, totally and completely give ourselves to the truth of God's word and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Make sure you're repenting from your sins or else you'll be corrupted. Let the blood of Christ wash you today, keep you clean, and receive the Holy Spirit and walk in the light of truth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize your sin, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sin. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe He died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.